Joining us from Callaway County, we have an author, a guy who's in a documentary, a young lady who's done a lot of research for this documentary. Stan Adams is here. David Hosenfelt and Rita Adams want to say good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you all in here. We're going to start off with Stan. He has written a book. It's called Mokane to Mole City, as a matter of fact. Stan, first off, before we get into the movie, there was the book first. Tell us a little bit about writing this book.
2003, went to our first military reunion. As all of us guys were sitting around talking, our captain said, you know, we ought to be really writing all this down, because if not, it's going to get lost. So from there, started going to the VA hospital, did a lot of talking to a lot of different people, psychiatrists, everything there, and all the notes that I took down. 2019, I finally published the book, Mokane to Mole City. It's a memoir, lots of pictures. Had a hard time writing some of it because it kept bringing back things I didn't want to remember. But it turned out quite well. Well, anyway, from the book, our captain was just overjoyed with it. So I felt like I did what he wanted out of it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tell us a little bit about where you served at, if you will.
Okay, 1968, I got drafted. And, of course, Fulton, Missouri. Went to Fort Leonard Wood, went to basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, and then AIT, I went out to Fort Ord, California. Then we went to Vietnam late 68. We were kind of replacements for the unit that got hit real hard, which David was in. Some of their guys that got killed and some of our company were there. They got wounded and killed too, so we were replacements for them in early 68. So.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to bring in David Hosenfelt into this. David, you're in the book. You served as well. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you talked about in this book, if you will.
Well, yeah. I went over in 68, August 68, and I was there about 3 months a little over, and we got in a real bad battle and lost a bunch of guys and everything, and that's...
Either one of you guys injured during those battles?
He was.
You were. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I got shot. We was going in on helicopters. There was 10 helicopters went in, and I got hit in the chopper just getting ready to get out. And I guess it hit me and my buddy and knocked both of us out of the chopper. So.
Goodness gracious, you get knocked out of the chopper, you're rescued immediately, or how does that,
I got shot in the leg, 51 caliber machine gun. I don't know if you know how big they are, but about took my leg off. And me and him, we got pinned down out there. The rest of my guys, a lot of the guys got killed or wounded, and I laid there for 18 hours waiting to get me out the next morning, so...
Wow.
They just had us pinned down and we couldn't do nothing. Just...
That is amazing. I'm glad that you're okay. And by the way, thank you both for your service. Mm-hmm. I want to say that this morning too. Rita Adams is along here. You did a lot of research to help with this book, as I understand it. Tell us a little bit about maybe some of the things that you did to help this book along.
Well, years ago when Stan, he worked at the Callaway Nuclear Plant, I got on the internet and I found a lot of men he served with, and that's why we went to our first reunion in 2003. And like I said, then our Stan said earlier that he started going to the VA, and the counselor there recommended that he write down his nightmares or dreams, and so he started that. And it was more like what I'd call a term paper initially, and then thanks to our daughter Kim Force's help, we were able to turn it into a book. So the first half of the book's all about Stan's year in Vietnam, November 68, November 69. The second half of the book is about me finding some of these men, and we include them in there and their families. And then Stan also has a section on the men that he served with that were killed in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So it's really been, the book was really a family effort and everything. And then, like I said, the documentary, the gentleman, Matt Wilcox, found out about it and contacted us and got the documentary.
Well, we're excited to talk a little bit about this documentary this morning. The book has been made into a documentary, and you know, it's called Manchu, A Brotherhood of Sacrifice, and that is going to be coming up on Saturday, May the 18th, a week from this Saturday. Tell us where this is going to be shown at, and you know, kind of, you've seen the documentary, Stan. You know, tell us a little bit about what people can expect.
Well, we were kind of worried at first. We didn't want a lot of blood and guts in it, because I don't know if some of the veterans would be able to handle that if they went to it. So with Matt, we talked it over, and it's more of a just a basic itinerary of what we did there. We were in the rice fields. That's where our unit was. So it shows a lot of, you know, photography there of the rice fields, a different, you know, unit. They talk about the dog handlers that were over there. We used dogs. Mortar people, you know, tunnel rats. He's got a little bit of a history of everything instead of basic firefights or, you know, or engagement in battles or anything. So it's more of a, I guess you'd want to call it, you know, a school history of what really went on instead of, but anyway, it was all about our unit, the 4th Battalion, 9th Infantry Manchus.
Wow. Was he able to get any video footage of you guys from over there?
There's lots of videos of it. And then some of it is, you know, pretty intense. But the majority of the movie, 90%, is not that. So it's more of a visual, beautiful, beautiful country. But rough place to be.
And war. Yeah. Yes. No doubt about it. Yeah.
I was just going to say, Matt, he was able to find some of the footage free on the internet, but a lot of it he also had to purchase. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a script to go along with the men's interviews. Mm-hmm. And with that script, he hired a narrator. And then he's also hired a gentleman that took some actual footage in Vietnam. So they can see what it is nowadays over there in that area where they served at. There was a very important mountain called Nui Ba Den where they were stationed near. And crazy nowadays, it's an amusement park on the top of that mountain, but back in the day, that was where the command centers were at for the communication stand.
Yeah, it was CIA communication.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. And so I know, it, like I said, Wilcox has made this very much an educational thing. He's got information about Agent Orange in there, which I didn't really realize that the people over there in Vietnam are very deformed. So that was eye-opening for me. And like Stan said, about the dog handlers, trying to think what other...
It's 2 hours and 15 minutes of educational... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this will be the first time that it will be shown, as I understand it.
Correct.
Tell everybody where it's going to be and what time it's going to be at, if you will.
Sure. It's Saturday, May 18th at William Woods University in Fulton. It's in the McNutt Campus Center, which is the dome building up there. We'll have the meet and greet start at 2:30 to 3:30, red carpet. And then the documentary will start at 3:30. And like I said, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes, but there will be some introductions. There's a gentleman actually flying in from Philadelphia that he started a humanitarian mission in 2016. His name is Bob Connor. He's actually working with the people from Vietnam and trying to locate the mass graves that were built, dug after these battles. And so Stan and a couple other Manchus were able to give this gentleman the coordinates of how to find those mass graves that they're unearthing. And so he's flying in. He just wants to thank these gentlemen for their help. I'm saying there's also men from the 187th, the unit that flew David and them out there during that hot LZ, that they're coming in. So we're very excited that they're able to join us. Mm-hmm. And we are making this, we're inviting all veterans to attend, but we're especially doing a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans. These men didn't get anything like that from our country when they got back.
Yep, no doubt. I hope everybody will check that out. You have been kind enough to bring us a couple of tickets. We are going to give these away this week. We've got 4 tickets, as a matter of fact, that we're going to be doing that. For people who may want to get a hold of that book, Mocaine to Mole City, how do they do that?
Well, you can purchase it through our daughter at LuckySnipe.com or through Amazon, but I'd rather do Lucky Snipe because I can autograph it and to whoever is ordering the book.
And we like to support local, so that's for sure. Indeed. Yes. You guys have a tremendous story, and we definitely are looking forward to seeing this documentary. I appreciate you guys taking some time out with us this morning, and I think you want to say one more thing, Rita.
I just wanted to mention the website where people could buy tickets. They are available at the Fulton VFW. The movie, the tickets for the movie are $20, or we also have a VIP ticket, which includes the movie and dinner for $50. But the website is manchumovie.edu. TECHVIP.com.
All right. We'll be looking forward to seeing Manchu, a Brotherhood of Sacrifice, very, very soon. Stan Adams, David Hosenfeld, Rita Adams, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Go ahead, Rita, one more time.
I just also wanted to thank all of our sponsors that have donated money to help put this event on. It's pricey, as you can imagine, everything. So that we've been very warmly received and blessed by their sponsorships.